Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Played by the Pats.
Well, it looks like that offhand of Jones was wrapped around Gesicki, so that's what the fans are seeing now on the big screen, and they're not happy with it.
In the AFC East, and they're undefeated at 6-0 on the road. That's it. Terrific win on the road for New England, 26-20. Let's go to bonus coverage. Jim Nance in Kansas City.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Patriots get the win in Cincinnati, all right. They survive against the Bengals, final score 26-20. But at what price, I ask? At what price? Not a great game for the Patriots on the whole. Not a great game if you're a rookie offensive lineman for the Patriots. Not a great game for the crowd that wants to prove that they're not fool's gold. Not a great game for anybody in a Patriots uniform, although Carlton Davis did come up big in the end as the Bengals were driving for the game-winning touchdown. Not great, Bob. Not great. Not great anybody. As we've been saying for quite some time, depth is a primary concern, and the crazy good health the Patriots have had for the majority of the season seems to, I think it was more than stressed and tested today. I think it was flat out put in peril. And Andy Hart, on this edition of the Six Rings postgame show, I am officially ringing the alarm. I am pressing the panic button. Pats might be in trouble, buddy.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely in trouble. But this game was sort of the example of that, right? Like, both teams were dropping like flies. The Bengals were already without their starting quarterback, and due to suspension, their number one receiver. Then their number two receiver gets hurt. Felt like every 5 minutes there was somebody down on the field for some reason. And
I think
obviously,
there were six injuries in the first half of the first quarter.
It was it's part of the reason why we're starting about 20 to 30 minutes later than we normally do. This was a long football game. A lot of it was because there were trainers on the field. But we did it this week. We talked about it. We said if there's one person you can't lose, who is it? I said it was Will Campbell, and I don't want to presume anything, but Will Campbell was taken off in a cart with an apparent right knee injury and then later ruled out. And if you wanted maybe the worst sign, the towel over the head for an offensive lineman is generally, I don't want to say the kiss of death, but an indication that it's a serious injury. And we got a little taste of Vedarian Lowe back at left tackle, to which my timeline immediately lit up with people adding the B word to his name rather frequently and pulling the ripcord.
Bavadarian?
No, it was the B on the other, the one, the last name. And there's a lot of people, and I'm not going to tell people not to overreact. This is a massive injury. Otherwise, we wouldn't have put him atop our list when we talked early in the week of guys who can't afford to lose.
Not to overreact. Andy, the Patriots began sluggish, right?
Drake May looked like crap early.
Yep. Drake May was airmailing every other throw. And
like he had never thrown
six.
A ball before.
No, seriously.
It was like, what are you doing there? You know this is a real game. Like, you're not just effing around. This is not like a movie where you're recording bad throws.
The offensive linemen were dropping like flies. The Patriots gave up their perfunctory opening drive score to the other team. They got lucky. I'll be quite honest. The pick six. So Drake May gives up the pick six. The pick six that Marcus Jones gets from Joe Flacco. I mean, at that one may as well have he may as well have just like shouted, "Hey, Marcus, catch!" I mean, it was such a terrible pass. He stared him down for so long. It was so
Friendsgiving.
Obvious. Right. He was being charitable. Flacco probably was thinking, "Hey, I've been given a second lease, hell, a third lease on life. Least I can do is give this kid a second chance to score pick six against us." Because don't forget, Marcus Jones's first pick six came against the Bengals back in 2022 in December at Gillette Stadium against these very Bengals. The game was never a grind. The game was not a slog. It was entertaining from afar. And were I not a Patriots fan or someone else a Bengals fan, people that were not invested in this game might have said, like, wow, this is a game of significant attrition. This is an entertaining game, but holy smokes, these people are just dropping like flies. This is a brutal affair. If you lose the left half of your offensive line going forward and your confidence is rattled, and you've got Gonzo giving up touchdowns to a guy named Tinsley when you need to basically make a stop late in the game.
Huge.
Oh, and by the way, your freaking goal, like, we love us some Josh. You call him buddy at the start of every interview when we do our coordinator Fridays, and I'm a card-carrying member of the fan club. The goal line offense today was about as imaginative as plain rice for dinner. You have
to be
kidding me.
They ran a tush push, works for other teams, doesn't work for them.
They drove Drake right in. The idea is to push him through and above the pile, not drive him down into the. I think his face mask was in the ground.
Plus, I love my guy, Josh, but I don't think they're necessarily a tush push team because they haven't mastered it the way the Eagles have. But also, Bradbury's an undersized center, and you got Ben Brown at left guard. Like, you've lost a little something here. To me, was not the time to pull out the tush push. Remember when they did the tush push that turned into a pitch to the outside to the left? I would have rather seen that out of that formation. But their goal to go offense is the reason this was the game that it was. Settling for field goals. I mean, it felt like they had 10 or 12 plays in goal to go because there were penalties both ways. They got it backed up, missed it, stuffed again.
They
like
had eight chances to drive it in.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't this supposed to be a laughably bad defense?
Laughably bad? They're the 32nd defense. How many teams
are
in the
NFL? My ass. They looked pretty good when they were stuffing your ass on the goal line time after time.
And they lost multiple cornerbacks to start the game. You were getting gifts and then seeing plays made against you by Patriots legend Joe Giles Harris.
Yeah, no, this was not a great performance by the wide receivers, by the offense. I actually thought Drake May, after the early issues, was better. I think they had on TV was like 3 of 7 to start, then went like 7 of his next 8, shook it off, had a couple nice runs that he needed, still couldn't get over the 300-yard mark, did set a career high, but only stopped at 294, so came up a bit shy. But this was, you know, you said it was entertaining, like, it was kind of ugly in a lot of senses. Like, there was a lot of ugliness around this football game.
Well, the pick sixes and everything else in the first half made it entertaining
There were plays, but
brutalistic way.
I mean, I actually thought both of those were just horrific throws. Drake's was just, okay, bad throw over the middle. I heard Matt Ryan at halftime say, you know, if you're going to make plays over the middle, you're going to have some of those where you miss and it's going to be picked, blah, 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 blah. The Joe Flacco one, you said it was a gift. It was one of the worst. It looked like a rookie mistake from the oldest dude in the world. Like,
he's played as long as Marcus Jones is old.
Yeah,
he literally stared him down. Like, it's not that he can say, like, oh, I didn't see him there, or he disappeared with that all-white uniform. That was a horrible play.
It was a horrible play. But the story of this game, unfortunately, the first thing I thought of was Giardi kind of alluding to it almost like it was a preseason game. And remember that preseason game in 1988, I believe, where Tippett, Garen Veris, and like a couple other guys got hurt, and it basically undercut the entire season? That's what this felt like. Because if Will Campbell and Jared Wilson are out, it feels like it's going to undercut wherever this season could have gone and would have gone.
This is the Six Rings postgame show live on Boston Sports Original 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, the Odyssey app, and of course our fabulous network of affiliates all throughout New England. We will bring you Mike Vrabel and quarterback Drake May live from the podium at Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati as soon as they step to the microphone. We'd love to have you. We'll monitor the best of your text messages in studio with producer Zach Coe, as well as take your calls, and the lines are loading up real fast at 617-779-7937. We'll try to see if we can keep the language to a minimum today.
But oh, hell no.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa,
that's
easy.
Some BS.
Hey, now, this is going to be one effing postgame show if
yeah,
I've ever had one before. Oh, it is. And it's going to be a hell of a week as well. So we look forward to catching up with you guys momentarily. This was, I mean, Andy, save for, you know, and thank goodness he survived the game, although he did slide a couple times or go towards the sideline and take a couple of pops and shots himself during the game, save for Drake May going down or out with an injury, this game pretty much checked off every box on the terrible result bingo for the Patriots. Bad start, shoddy rush defense, injuries to the offensive line, bad play calling, making another team that's supposed to be the worst team in your conference look good. Like, again, I said it in the beginning, I'll say it again. The Fool's Gold crowd is going to be loud tomorrow.
You said it was shoddy run defense. To describe the run offense, I would change some of those middle letters to I's and T's, because it was horrific running the football, and that's supposed to be a bad run defense. You had Travion Henderson average 3.7 yards per carry, which is, quick math, 2.9 yards per carry more than Ramondre Stevenson. He rushed 6 times for 5 yards, 0.8 yards per carry. They were horrific on the ground, especially if you remove Drake. Yeah, there was nothing. They were moving nobody. And I know they, you know, were moving guys around, and even Moss. I mean, Moses went out.
Andy, we have Mike Vrabel at the podium. Oh, boy.
Salty.
There was to be a final question, and Vrabel said they don't have any and just kind of walked off. Like, he wasn't a complete dink. I guess there's probably the capacity for that if it's necessitated, but salty would be one way to describe it.
Yeah, he started and ended with critiques of the media. He mocked the media for talking about injuries or the lack thereof during the week, and then ended with they don't have any in terms of the final question. That was probably as salty as we've seen him. Again, we do need to remind everybody, it's 26-20 victory for the New England Patriots. You did win the game today. All the details aside, you're 10-2.
Yes, I know, and hooray for all the graphics I saw on Instagram, like, Patriots, first to 10 wins. Great. Okay. Like, if you lost the left half of your line, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, but as Mike Vrabel said, nobody's going to feel sorry for them, right? Injuries are part of the game, and it's a battle of attrition across the NFL, and you hadn't really lived that yet. We did, Mike, talk about it on our show this week, right? Ted had brought up that Milton Williams was the first starter to go on IR. We will find out if he is the last starter to go on IR, because
I have a feeling he's not going to be.
I have that same feeling, and we've also praised Doug Marrone this year, correct? Well, Doug Marrone moves up a notch into the spotlight, because if he's getting Vedarian Lowe and Ben Brown and whoever else ready, Marcus Bryant is now even closer to being a big-time player because Morgan Moses was ill and left the game. Doug Marrone is going to be leaned on, and Josh McDaniels is going to be leaned on to maybe not count on downfield quite as much, because maybe you can't count on pass protection.
No, you can't. And Kyrus Tonga went out for a while because he got dinged up. You had people just all over it. Some people have already brought up and or wondered aloud about the field conditions. Could those have contributed in a certain way? But I'm not going to blame. I'm just relaying speculation and online jabber. I am not in any way, shape, or form saying. Would it surprise you that of the thriftiest of NFL franchises, if basically they were playing today on a Home Depot carpet sprayed with Bengals on concrete, you know, I don't know, and nor is it my responsibility to say any, to cast any aspersions as such. It was just a very physical game, and this is the roulette wheel you spin every week. You hope that you emerge healthy. 2018, still miraculous to me that they started the exact same five guys on the offensive line from snap one till the end of Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. It's obviously not going to be the case this week. I don't know how bad Jared Wilson's ankle is, but if he couldn't get it back in the game today, then it could very well be a couple of weeks for him. Could be a short-term IR stint. Could be longer. Will Campbell, again, I'm not a doctor, nor have I ever played one on television. The way that they were doing that ACL test, Andy, followed by the dreaded towel over the head, tears in his eyes, I'm not feeling good about it.
No, I am not as well.
I'm not feeling good at all.
You know I'm a bad gambler, but if you made me bet, I'd bet he's going to miss significant time. And that is really unfortunate. But again, I'm not going to blame the turf. I'm like you. I don't know anything about the turf at Paycom Field, whatever the hell it's called. And you were due. Like, the reality was, you were kind of skating by pretty healthy. And as you said, it's really rare for a season to go that well in its totality. And depth is something. I mean, our boy Ted has been talking about depth since probably, what, the second training camp practice he went to in August, and just the lack thereof on this team. But now you're going to find out. Because guess what? We thought it was a bad thing you were going to start two rookies on the left side of the line, right?
Yep.
That worked out okay. That was going fine. So Verdarian Lowe has experience starting in this league. Ben Brown has experience starting in this league. Doug Marrone is a respected, proven offensive line coach. This is where you sort of step up to opportunities, prove your mettle, right? These are opportunities for coaches and players to shock the world, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Be good enough. Are they as good? No. There's a reason they're backups. I acknowledge that. There's a reason they're backups. But does it mean you can't win? Does it mean you can't continue to win and put yourself in position to have a really good seed? Maybe a much needed bye? I'd like that bye even more now, because if you tell me one of those guys might miss 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, but could come back if you have enough time, whatever, get that bye in the postseason. That can do nothing but help you.
You say, are they good? Are they as good? No, whoever may sub in on the line. And I hate to say it, I don't believe the Patriots emerged from this game as good as when they entered this game as well, in a number of ways. Also, I do want to relay that there was a Facebook reel that the New England Patriots posted as the team walked off the field in victory. You have players not exactly with their fists raised in victory. Most of them just sort of walking off as if they just lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Jared Wilson jogs off and photobombs the camera. So
love it.
That's the first little bit of good news that we've been able to relay on the postgame show thus far. You got Jared Wilson moving well on that ankle, so maybe it won't be as long-term for him. But obviously the left tackle, when we played Ted's game this week, named three Patriots the team can least afford to lose. It seemed like they were in order: Will Campbell, Robert Spillane, Christian Gonzalez. Gonzalez has his worst game of the season. Robert Spillane played just fine-ish. And Will Campbell, who knows how long he'll be down for. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. We will get to your calls momentarily. Here's Drake May. Drake May, upbeat but quick, obviously emotional as well when discussing the health of his offensive linemen, specifically Jared Wilson, and especially Will Campbell, who went out with a knee injury. The severity of the injury is yet unknown. We'll obviously update you if we hear or read anything throughout the course of tonight's Six Rings postgame show. Live on WEEI, you know the phone number if you'd like to text or call, 617-779-7937. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. We'll get to your calls. Of course, we'll have Megativity. Megan Ottolini will be calling in later. We'll check with Big Ted and Andy's thumbs up and thumbs down. Spoiler alert, the thumbs up list won't be very long, but stay tuned. We'll see if we can get through thumbs down by midnight. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show live on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Second down and 5 for the quarterback, Joe Flacco. Super Bowl MVP with Baltimore. Brooks was the back. Flacco will go underneath. Oh, it's picked off! Second pick six in this one, going each way, and New England has captured the lead for the first time today.
That call courtesy of CBS with Kevin Harlan and Trent Green on the broadcast today. As you heard, that was the second of two pick sixes today from Paycor Stadium. Drake May airmailing a wide open tight end to give, I believe it was Geno Stone, former Raven, great, and now current Bengal, a pick six. Marcus Jones getting one back later on. That is Marcus Jones' second pick six in his career against the Bengals. No less, your Patriots win 26-20, but it was not a great game by any stretch. And the result, yes, a W. Yes, it's impressive they get to 10 wins. Yes, they've won 9 in a row. Yes, they are undefeated on the road, but you have to wonder about the long-term success or potential of this team. One of the many questions that we had entering this game: how are you going to feel about this team's chances as a contender? Do they actually live up to the moniker of best team in the AFC, or are they Foxborough Fool's Gold? We're here to entertain all of that with you guys at 617-779-7937. First off, we go to one of our favorites, Vinny in Revere. Welcome to the postgame show, my guy.
Thank you, fellas. Ah, man, that game gave me fits like Nick Stevens. Oh, but let me tell you something. I got the homer side. I got the reality side. And the reality side is telling me we're going to get our teeth kicked in Monday night next week. And we're going to go to Baltimore. I mean, Buffalo's going to come to town. It's going to be a hard-fought hell. And then Lamar's Lamar. And then it's going to be – everything's going to even out in the AFC. So it's going to be up for grabs. As a football fan, it's incredible. As a Pats fan – I'm like, okay, man, here we go. What's next?
Who knows, Vinny? Who knows? You know, I got to tell you, I never know what's next whenever you call in, my guy, but I appreciate the emotional roller coaster that each and every one of your calls to the postgame show represents.
Yes. Yes. I live and die with this team, fellas.
That's why you're one of the best
Tobin
fans.
I was on the Tobin Bridge last year at this time. Last year, I was on the Tobin Bridge this week. I was on the Tobin.
They got 10 wins now. They got 10 wins.
Oh, I think last year. I said last year at this time.
Right.
This year, that's what I mean. So no bridges. No bridge talk.
Yeah. Yes. No bridge talk.
No, but, no bridge talk at all. Thank you, Vinny.
What
appreciate
a game,
the call.
Man.
It was a great game, Vinny. Thank you very much for the call, my guy. Here's the thing. you have to sort of put it, you have to like, there's a recalibration that may have to take place on the long term. You do have to appreciate the accomplishment of 10 wins, of 9 wins in a row, of gutting through a game where the other team didn't just roll over and die, where you fought through the injuries and survived all the way down to a 4th-and-10 sling from Flacco at the 35 heading towards the end zone. And maybe Marcus Jones got away with one on Gesicki, but oh well. I don't think any official is going to feel badly for Mike Gesicki, just like I don't expect any football fan to feel bad for the Patriots. So there are some tremendous accomplishments there that are due their deference and respect from all Pats fans and football fans alike. But you do now have to wonder, okay, how does this affect the long-term outlook? How right now at 5 o'clock on Sunday, 45 minutes after the completion of this game, how do you feel about the Patriots' long-term potential postseason outlook?
Significantly lower than I did around 1 o'clock when this game started. I don't know how you can't. The guy we said can't get hurt, got hurt. Like, that's the reality of the situation. And I love that football is the greatest team sport. And I'm already reading online. People are telling me this is where Josh is going to earn his money and he's going to get Vidarian Lowe to be good enough. And all, like, God, I hope so. God, mm-hmm. I hope so. But the reality mm-hmm. is the guy who we said was most imperative to staying healthy and winning did get hurt. So, you know, if I was getting greedy and thinking you were going to be the one seed and you were going to have a shot to, hell, go to an AFC championship game, maybe beyond, I have to decrease that. What did Vinny say?
The bag of tricks that Mike Kafka pulled out today against the Lions has him shaking in his boots for
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not there in eight days.
I'm not there at all. I just think it's going to be much more difficult to hang. I mean, I don't want to alarm you, but what's the last thing we talked about regarding the postseason on Friday on WEEI Afternoons? You remember what the last sort of topic that we brought up in our show for the week and for the show was? How scary the Denver and Houston defenses look
defenses.
With bookend
was that the last topic?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And we were talking about maybe we were missing the point. We're focusing too much on Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson getting his team right. How do we feel about Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter in Denver? Like, how do we feel about those? Now you have to feel even worse about those guys because that could be Vadarian Lowe, who's lined up across from Will Anderson. And I didn't mean to ruin your night even more. The flip side of that is, not to go all like, 30 for 30, but what if I told you on Thanksgiving Day you were going to have 10 wins? You would have been happy. You would have been happy. You wouldn't have cared. And you're like, wait, there's more. And you're like, nope, don't care about the rest of the story. They have 10 wins. I want to chew on that for a little bit. And I'm like, but you lost your bet. Nope, I don't want to hear what happened. Like, you have 10 wins on Thanksgiving Day. 10 wins.
Okay, got it. So I got a text message from a friend who's listening to the show live in North Carolina. Last I looked, an ugly win is still a win. Yeah, it was Jordan. The text reads, "Hey, I'm suing Pablo Torre. Also, 10 wins is 10 wins."
Yes.
Last I looked, an ugly win is still a win. Not nobody right now. And, thanks to the Chiefs, the Chefs knock off the Colts 23-20. So there you go. You got that going for you, which is nice. The New England Patriots right now, without overreacting to the injuries or the sluggish play from the Pats at times today.
Hey, those other guys that line up against them, they get paid too.
They do have 10 wins. They are the number one seed in the AFC. It's just that, I don't know, some cracks in the armor today. Maybe some hiccups in the engine. A couple of stumbles along the way to the door.
That's football. It's not meant to be easy. It's like a marathon, right? There's hills and there's turns and there's cramps and your emotions, everything, right? This is a marathon season, battle of attrition, whatever cliche you want to use. Tom Brady saying it's 100% injury rate. I did think, though, if we're going to take something away from the tone of the press conferences that we should probably delve into, your head coach is angry and your quarterback kind of seemed like you wanted to cry. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just laughing because it kind of struck me that the head coach was yelling at the media and had like a DB kind of edge to him. He said the S word, and he knows you're not allowed to say the S word on live television.
Yep, and he was the first one. So let it be known in case that slipped through and anyone heard it on our streaming portals, YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey app, etc. That was not us nor our callers that first used potty language. That was your head coach because he was frustrated. And Andy, to the ends of, hey, media, thanks for talking about the injuries. Methinks he was talking about the dad.
Wait, so does he really believe that I won't use the word that he used, but I want to use the word that he used. Does he believe that bleep matters? Because it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. So stop it, Mike Vrabel. Just worry about coaching your football team.
Yeah,
and don't worry about chastising the media.
Yeah, the bleep that's going to get you beat, and that's a phrase he's used frequently before, correct?
Yeah, and the bleep that'll get you beat, if you're so worried about Vadarian Lowe playing left tackle, you know what you probably should have done? Had a different person ready to be the backup left tackle. Like, if that's going to totally derail your season, then you and Ryan Cowden and Stretch and Elliot Wolf probably should have had somebody ready to go that you wouldn't be losing your mind when Will Campbell gets hurt. Because that's on you. You put the roster together.
Sure.
We all saw the lack of depth, didn't we?
And you know what? The bleep that's going to get you beat? Throwing pick sixes.
Sure.
Missing wide open receivers for the first quarter and a half. Having a stodgy, a very uninspired running game where your lead back, who looks noticeably faster than your primary back, that being Travion Henderson over Ramondre Stevenson, still averages under 3 yards a carry. You can't generate any push against the 32nd ranked rush defense, whether you have backups or not, and you have 11,033 chances to score a touchdown from the 1 yard line, and you can't drive it home.
But none of that is controllable. What is controllable is who the backup left tackle is. So either you believe in Vadarian Lowe, you believe that he's the best option to be your backup left tackle, or you don't. And if you don't, you know who had control over that? You did. There was a trade deadline. I remember getting laughed off our radio station when we did some stupid segment. I don't even remember what it was.
So many to choose.
There's a lot. But we did a segment where we each made a like debate-style presentation on who they should get at the trade deadline. And if you recall, I said tackle. I said, you're not going to make it through with Will Campbell and Morgan Moses as your tackle all year long. You should go get a better swing tackle. You should add to the depth at the tackle position. And if Mike Vrabel is freaking out because Will Campbell's out, then that's on you. because you didn't add a depth left tackle. You go all the way back to the summer. You might have known that Vedarian Lowe wasn't good. You know how you might have known? Because apparently everybody on my timeline knew. Because everybody on my timeline thinks Vedarian Lowe stinks and you don't have a left tackle now. So if that's the concern, you've had months, months to work on it. So that's on you, Mike. Don't point the finger at us media because we did our jobs and talked about your team's lack of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like if you're, you can't just sit there and say like, oh, people talking about people, like nobody said Klaatu, Barata, Nikto. Nobody, like, you know, nobody was sitting in the dugout going, oh, we're throwing a perfect game. The whole idea of like theatrical, I mean,
you yelled at me last week.
Base, well, that you literally said the dumbest thing in the history of the show, maybe the radio station, maybe all sports broadcasting. Ah, gee whiz, I can't see how this would end terribly. And since then, Milton Williams to injured reserve. Now, Will Campbell may be gone for the season. The rest of the team got banged up. The Patriots won a game that at times they had no business winning. They barely survive, and they play their worst game of the season, and Drake May showed himself to be human and vulnerable. But aside from that, you nailed it, dude.
You make a fair presentation. I mean, since I uttered those words, their biggest free agent addition and their number four overall pick both left the team. So I don't really believe in karma and words mattering, but wow, no. It really feels like karma and words matter.
One more call and then we'll catch a break. We're a little behind. That's okay. Obviously, the game ended late and there's a lot to discuss and we're all caught up in our Foxborough fields. Of course, we're going to go down all the way halfway across the world and to the future. That is tomorrow. It's Monday in Australia and here is Jake. Jake, you doing all right today? A, did you take care of that snake in the front yard? And B, how are you holding up today, friend?
I was going to say, sorry for starting that F train last week. That got out of hand real quick.
That escalated.
Everyone jumped on that. And no, the little bugger got away. Oh. But at least we didn't let the game get away today. That's the main thing. We got a win. But it's a bit rough looking ahead. I'm starting to hope that maybe Lowe, Brown are jumping on the train with everyone else with the... what's the word I'm looking for? The excitement, the buy-in. They've bought in like everyone else, and we see them playing a lot better than we did last year.
If Mike Vrabel is the genius that we believe him to be, the coach that, as Andy Reid said before the game in Diana Rossini's News and Notes column, that he and Patrick Mahomes hate playing the most because of his creative and tenacious defense. If he's able to get everyone to buy in and play their best ball the way they've been playing, and he can do that with the Vedarian Lowe's and the Ben Browns and the other various cast-offs and backups of the world, Jake, then he deserves coach of the hell, man. Just give him the keys to City Hall and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I mean, that's all we've got to hope for at the moment because we are going up. We're on the top of the roller coaster. We're slowly coming back down, but hopefully we hit that back up again shortly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Jake, thanks for checking in as always, bud. The next game will be on a Monday night, getting over at 11 o'clock. Not sure if we'll have a chance to talk to you that following Tuesday, but have a happy equivalent to whatever they do for Thanksgiving in Australia.
I will, guys, and same to you. Happy Thanksgiving to all you Pats out there.
All right. Thanks very much, Jake. Take care of yourself. Jake from Australia checking in on the Six Rings postgame show. 617-779-7937. Quick break when we come back. More of your phone calls. And we'll start asking some of the necessary questions like, what did this game do for your belief in Drake May as an MVP frontrunner? What did this game do for you as a Patriots fan in your belief as the Patriots as a contender? And what will the Fool's Gold crowd be saying tomorrow? We'll do our damnedest to man the wall and push back against all that negativity, but there also will be some negativity here at the end of the 5 o'clock hour. It's Hart, it's Fitzy, producer Zach Coe in the studio, and you here on the Six Rings postgame show.
Is a snake in the front yard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.